Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord, for his mercies endureth forever. We thank God for another beautiful day. We thank God for his mercy. We thank God for his loving kindness. We thank God for the greatness of the Almighty God. We thank God for the manifestation of his power. Wherever you are, I want you to worship the Lord. I want you to appreciate him. I want you to lift the name of the Lord up. I want you to honor the King of Glory. I want you to join me and shout, "Thank you, Jesus," 7 times. Let's go. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Lord, we worship you. Lord, we adore you. Lord, we give you glory. You are worthy of all praise. You are worthy to be adored. You are worthy to be magnified. You are the awesome God. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. We lift up your name. We magnify you. We lift up your name. We worship you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, in case you are joining us for the first time, this is the prophetic deliverance prayer section. And God has been using this program to do a lot in the life of people. We thank God for the manifestation of his finger of power. And we thank God for what God has been doing using this program. We are trusting the Lord that the Lord will do more. And greater testimony will appear. We'll be receiving a lot of testimony. And it's still coming every day. We had one now. We have a lot of them here. And we thank God for as many people who have been sharing their testimony with us. The Bible says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. By sharing your testimony, you are overcoming the devil and their courts and their strategies. And you shall live a victorious life in Jesus' name. Beloved, I want you to get ready, because tonight this morning there will be healing, there will be deliverance. Manifestation of power of God shall be real. God is going to deliver many, many people in captivity. And I'm telling you, all documents that belong to you in the hand of the enemy shall be released. All your entitlements shall be released. All your portions shall be released. Whatever belongs to you that have been caged shall be released in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your two hands as you worship the Lord with me. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Thank you, Father. You are going to open your mouth and pray this prayer loud and clear. Say, Holy Ghost fire overshadow my life and my household in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire overshadow my life and my household in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire overshadow my life and my household in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire overshadow my life and my household in Jesus' name. Pray, every arrow of sickness inside my blood, jump out by fire, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of sickness inside my blood, jump out by fire, go back to your sender, go back to your sender in Jesus' name. Say, plantation of sickness in my bone, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Plantation of sickness in my bone, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Plantation of sickness in my bone, be uprooted by fire in Jesus' name. Pray, I command every organ of your body that is under satanic captivity, I command it to be released in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, every evil plot cooking any organ of my body, be broken to pieces in the name of Jesus. Every evil plot cooking any organs of my body, be broken to pieces, be broken to pieces. Every evil plot cooking any organ of my body, be broken to pieces in Jesus' name. Pray, say, any organ of my body tying down in the coven of witchcraft, be released by fire
in the name of Jesus. Any organ of my body tied down in the coven of witchcraft, release by fire in the name of Jesus. Any organ of my body tied down in the coven of witchcraft, release in Jesus' name. Pray. Somebody's leg that has been wonderful. Look at that right leg that has been caged for many years. Your leg has been let loose now. You will notice that all the affliction, all the attack on your leg, all the complaint of your leg will mysteriously disappear now, because your leg has been delivered. We are going to pray loud and clear. Say, coven of my father's house, release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Coven of my father's house, release my destiny, release my destiny, release my destiny, release my destiny. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Say, the finger of witchcraft in the affairs of my life, wither in the name of Jesus. The fingers of witchcraft in the affairs of my life, wither in the name of Jesus. The fingers of witchcraft in the affairs of my life, wither in the name of Jesus. The fingers of witchcraft in the affairs of my life, wither, 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 wither. In Jesus, they say, every organ of my body begin to function well in the name of Jesus. Every organ of my body begin to function well in the name of Jesus. I command the organ of your body to begin to function well. Let your bladder begin to function well. Let your kidney begin to function well. Let your lung begin to function well. Let your pancreas begin to function well. Let your stomach begin to function well. Let your intestine begin to function well. Let your bladder begin to function well. Let your liver begin to function well. In the name of Jesus, I command every organ of your body begin to function well. Let your hand begin to function well. Let your hips begin to function well. Let your bones begin to function well. Let your eyes begin to function well. Let your neck begin to function well. Let every part of your body begin to function well in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, every satanic embargo on my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Every satanic embargo on my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Every satanic embargo on my destiny, every satanic embargo on my destiny, in Jesus. They say, powers transporting me into the coven of witchcraft, in the name of Jesus. Powers transporting me in the coven, into the coven of witchcraft, in the name of Jesus. Powers transporting me into the coven of witchcraft, in Jesus' name we pray. Somebody may need to pray that prayer very well. Say, evil hand that join hand with the wickedness of my father's house to oppress me, in the name of Jesus. Evil hand that join hand with the wickedness of my father's house to oppress me, in the name of Jesus. Evil hand that join hand with the wickedness of my father's house to oppress me, in Jesus' name we pray. Any power using my glory to trade, any power using my glory to trade, in Jesus' name. Say, my glory in the hand of the wicked be released in the name of Jesus. My glory in the hand of the wicked be released, release, 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 release in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Say, every sickness planted into my body, go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Every sickness planted into my body, go back to your sender. Go back, 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 go back. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I am healed in the name of Jesus. Sickness is not my portion in the name of Jesus. The root of sickness in my life shall die in the name of Jesus Christ. Plantation of sickness in my blood shall be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. The organs of my body shall function well in the name of Jesus Christ. I shall not be tied down in the name of Jesus Christ. Every cauldron cooking my body, cooking my blood, break in the name of Jesus Christ. My body organs function well in the name of Jesus. My body organ reject sickness, reject disease, reject infirmity, reject evil arrow reject untimely death in the name of Jesus. Every dead organ in my body, wake up, 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 in the name of Jesus. Oh, look at something is going on there. La go crabo salaba. Somebody is receiving a touch. Aha. Osa that has been programmed to your body has disappeared. Yes. Somebody's bladder is functioning very well now. Aha. You've been troubled because you go to toilets almost 6 to 7 times in the night. But now the Lord has touched that bladder. It has been healed. So prakota prabosa katakanta pragosa de kaya poya lingogramo santayakata le prokonsu de kaya. Thank you, Father. Beloved, yesterday I was talking about praying against captivity. Praying against captivity. The Bible says, when the Lord turned the captivity of the people of God, the people of Israel, when the Lord turned their captivity, when the Lord turned it around, they were like a man, they were like men who dreams. Because when captivity is broken, miracles have access to our life. Blessing have access to our life. Our glory begin to see light. Men and women begin to favor us because captivity had been broken. I pray for someone here that the yoke of captivity in your life shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. The yoke of captivity in your family shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Captivity is a terrible thing. Captivity is anything that slows down your speed. Anything that slows down your speed is a captivity. The Bible says in Psalm 68, verse 18, that having ascended on high, he held captivity captive. Captivity can be held captive, and gifts were released unto men. You can see that one. Captivity is a limitation. Captivity is a state of affliction. Captivity is a state that is contrary to your well-being. Captivity is a state of terrible hardship. Captivity is like opposition to your progress. Captivity is anything that attacks your advancement. Captivity is an invisible cage. Captivity is the power that put you under subjection. Captivity will want to enslave you. Captivity will reduce your speed. Captivity is wickedness. Therefore, if you are under captivity, it is time for you to be released. If you have been put in captivity, it is time for you to be released. All evil patterns are collective captivity. We have inherited captivity. Captivity you inherited from your parents. We have collective captivity. Captivity that everybody in the family faces. Everybody in the family faces. We have dream captivity. We have witchcraft captivity. Inability to settle down in marriage and it's occurring in your family is a captivity. You notice that once you have been experiencing some things twice or thrice, and this is not good. It's a captivity. You have been experiencing negativity. You have been experiencing something negative twice, repeating itself in the same pattern. It's a captivity. It is a captivity. When evil is repeating itself, it is repeating itself in the same pattern. It is a captivity. If you don't demand for freedom, if you don't attack the captivity through prayers, it will remain. Captivity will not go by itself except you break it. Captivity wants to put you under yoke. Captivity wants to put you under subjection. You are the one that must cry against captivity. You must declare that you, captivity of my father's house, break and release me, and captivity will let you go. Captivity is like an iron chain, it's like an iron, a chain a chain of iron binding you together with the ancestral powers. Captivity is a chain of iron that is tying you down. Captivity is like a deadly rope tying you down to the evil of your father's house. It is time for you to be free. It is time for you to pray. Have you noticed that what you are passing through, your parents passed through it? Have you noticed that children in your father's house, in your mother's house, they are passing through the same thing you are passing through? Have you noticed that you are having disappointment every time? Have you noticed that you are writing the same exam 3, 4, 5 times? Have you noticed that maritally you never settle down? Have you noticed that people never call you, though you are okay, but nobody ever see you and propose to you? Have you noticed that it's becoming very difficult for you to carry your baby? It is a captivity. You must break it. You must break it. That is why we are here. And that is why this broadcast has been put on air, so that you can pray and pray yourself through. I pray that as you pray now, the captivity of your father's house shall be broken in Jesus' name. Wherever you are, begin to confess your sin. Tell the Lord to have mercy on you. Tell the Lord to show his love upon you. Tell the Lord that it is time I need you, Lord. O veres kendele brakontos kaproa, e grekete sendrom rokopraku, e grasintalia marabo sakata, le prokonto le vonsu, ipiamo grumu sinia kadekaya, e gegele kendele brokosom piamo kambroko sedikadia. In Jesus' name we pray. Can you get a bottle of oil if you can have access to it? If not so, can you get a bottle of water? If you cannot have access to any, can you get a kind of handkerchief or a kind of cloth? Hold anything you have there. So miaka giliko gromo tefuska price. Father, I pray that all these items shall carry your power. The anointing that break the yoke of darkness shall flow into them. The power of deliverance, the power of healing, the power for signs and wonders shall move into this material. The oil and the water and the mantle shall carry power. The blood of Jesus shall envelop them. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, if you have the oil, drink it. If it's water, drink it. If you don't have, just place the cloth on your chest or your head as we pray. Aha. We are going to pray captivity destroying prayers. And every one of us must pray. Say, generational captivity assigned to slow me down, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Generational captivity assigned to slow me down, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Generational captivity assigned to slow me down, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Generational captivity assigned to slow me down, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Generational captivity assigned to slow me down, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Generational captivity assigned to slow me down, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Generational captivity assigned to slow me down, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Generational captivity assigned to slow me down, break and release me, 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 in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, listen to me very well. If you have been trying to make an attempt to get something, and you have been trying and praying and trying and praying, and that thing remains like a yoke, that thing is making life tough for you, it's making situation mixable, it's making things very hard, it's likely to be a captivity. You must shout loud and clear, say, program captivity. In the name of Jesus, program captivity. Here, in the name of Jesus, program captivity in my life. Here, in the name of Jesus, program captivity in my life. Here, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, inherited captivity, depart from my life. In the name of Jesus, inherited captivity, depart, 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 depart. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every root curse of captivity in my life, In the name of Jesus, every root cause of captivity in my life, in the name of Jesus, every root cause of captivity in my life, in the name of Jesus, every root cause of captivity in my life, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, captivity fashioned against my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Captivity fashioned against my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. For captivity fashioned against my destiny, scatter in Jesus' name. Say, oh hand of God, pull me out of captivity in the name of Jesus. Oh hand of God, pull me out of captivity in the name of Jesus. Oh hand of God, pull me out of captivity in the name of Jesus. Oh hand of God, pull me out of captivity in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your head. Say this one, say, my Father, lay your hand upon my head in the name of Jesus. My Father, lay your hands upon my head in the name of Jesus. My Father, lay your hands upon my head in the name of Jesus. My Father, lay your hands upon my head in Jesus' name. Pray, every curse working against my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse working against my destiny, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Every curse working against my destiny, break, rupa papa papa. Every curse working against my destiny, break in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your chest. Say, sickness hiding in my body, depart in the name of Jesus. Sickness hiding in my body, depart, 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 depart in Jesus' name. We pray, anoint your stomach. Say, marine captivity in my foundation. In the name of Jesus, marine captivity in my foundation. In the name of Jesus, marine captivity in my foundation. There, in the name of Jesus, marine captivity in my foundation. There, rubos kontolika, marine captivity in my foundation. There, by fire, in Jesus' name we pray. Somebody may need to pray that prayer very well. Say, witchcraft captivity in my foundation, release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft captivity in my foundation, release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft captivity in my foundation, release my destiny, release my destiny in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft captivity in my foundation, release my destiny, release my destiny in Jesus' name we pray. Aha, anoint your hand and say, my hands, receive the anointing to make wealth, receive the anointing to prosper. My hands, you will not lack in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your leg and say, my legs, I decree upon you, you shall move to the next level, you shall carry me to the place of breakthrough in Jesus' name. We pray, thank you, Father. Now I want to pray on your prayer request. If you have not written it, write it. Write your prayer request. I want to pray on it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I present this prayer request before you. Let heaven answer this request by fire. All that has been written in this request according to the will of God be speedily answered now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Thank you, Lord. Sindele kiribu robo sundu karabarabus ya kata kata kata. Aha. Yes. God has answered that request. Lord, I pray for as many people who are connected to this program and as many people who are going to still listen to this voice audio later, let them receive the touch of your power. Let the yoke in their life be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone listening to me now and there is a curse working in your family line, a curse that people don't marry, a curse that people must go and get pregnant, they cannot get married, a curse that people must not settle down in marriage, a curse that people will not settle down in their place of work, a curse affecting their conception. Oh, I command the curses to be broken, 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 be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Every curse of poverty, every curse of slavery, every curse of rejection, every curse of hatred, every curse of failure at the edge of breakthrough, every curse of laboring without being appreciated, every curse of going back to square one, I command the curse to be broken, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I declare right now, as many people whose faith can be high, receive blessing that the enemy has denied you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. All those looking for the fruit of the womb shall be blessed. And your blessing shall make your enemy surprised. It will surprise your enemy and daze your enemy. Because God is going to bless you with twins. First set of one twins, second set twins. There's going to be multiple testimony in your womb. In the name of Jesus Christ. Write it down, it is not already. I pray marital settlement, marital glory of those singles to appear. In the name of Jesus Christ. Masukaraba. Every arrow fire at me, fire at any one of us here, let the arrow go back to the center. Go back, go back, go back, go back, go back. Arrow that want to put you on the wish here. Arrow of sickness and infirmity. Go back, 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 go back. In Jesus' name we pray. Anyone that is here, you have a property to sell. People have been coming, but they have not made payment. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every embargo on that property, be broken now, be broken now, be broken. And if you have the picture of that property, take it out and lay your hand upon it as I pray. Every embargo on that property, every curse on that property, every coven militating against that property, anything they buried to tie down that property, I command such thing now, be exhumed and die. I command it, be exhumed and die. Let the curses be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken. And I command that property now, be delivered. Now, Holy Ghost, deliver this property. In the name of Jesus Christ, I sprinkle the blood of Jesus on this property. Right from today, buyers shall come and pay in the name of Jesus Christ. People shall compete to even buy it. They will release money, even they will pay upfront in the name of Jesus Christ. Mark it down, that sister. Mark it down, that brother. And make sure you give testimony. Because God is going to do wonders. Within the next few days, you are going to see the finger of God operating in a mighty way. The yoke is broken. And every evil they have done in that environment, where the building is, that have tied down that building, that evil has gone back to the sender. The angel of the Lord has destroyed it. And the altar erected against that building that will be dismantled. The power of God is falling upon the mantle, upon the property, and the glory of God is coming upon it. Right to Kopra Kosera, I command the heaven of that property to open. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are writing the exam, the Lord will give you victory. You are going for interview, the Lord will give you testimony. Ah, I see many people here that the Lord will surprise you within the next 1 week. You are going to be among those who will share testimony. It is done. Healing has been done here today. I can see many healings. Many people are healed. There's a woman in the hospital, the Lord is touching her now, and she's healed. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your name, Lord. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for what you are doing. Lord, we thank you for what you do more. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, you can share this voice audio with your friends. Send it to them so that they can be blessed. Tell them they should pray the prayer aggressively. Tell them they should not play with this prayer. Tell them it's not just ordinary prayer, but anointed prayer. Tell them these prayers are vomited by the Holy Ghost. They should pray the prayer with anger, with aggression. They should take time in praying each of the prayers. You can spend 2-3 minutes praying. You can take a longer time to pray the prayers, and God will do wonders in your life. I pray that the grace of God shall rest upon you, and you shall come back with multiple testimony. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You want to get across to me? Send information to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. iFellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Festac Town. And I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you so much. Don't forget, take Psalm 91, read it before you sleep. Take Psalm 91, read it before you go out in the morning, and the Lord will protect us. No evil shall befall us. Tragedy shall not be our lot. Arrow of accident shall not locate us. We shall not be wasted. The glory of God upon our life shall not depart. The mercy of God shall be upon us. We shall be covered. Everybody shall shout Happy New Year together in year 2022 by the power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I see somebody receiving a letter of employment right now. Look at it, it's done. God has done somebody. God has visited that person there. Letter of employment has been given to you. My take broko soto le kada pro katalaka de lenko gorobo sombia mukan kada la kada. Embia mukan brabolo sunturi kada. Thank you, Father. A property is about to be sold. God has opened the heaven of that property. There's going to be testimony. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. It is well with you. Continue to enjoy yourself, and the Lord will continue to keep you. Keep safe and keep praying.